from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Thursday's the day we get a smooth ride along Algonquin Boulevard between Cedar Street and Burnett Road and say goodbye to detours and four-way stops. City Hall says that's the day the connecting link work will be done. Temporary traffic lights are already being removed, and interim stop signs will also disappear the next couple of days. We have a link at mytimmonsnow.com to a full rundown of what is happening and what will be new. Anyone in the Cochrane District being paid the Ontario minimum wage of $15.50 an hour still isn't earning a living wage. The latest figures from the Ontario Living Wage Network show that workers here need to make at least $20.30 an hour to cover basic expenses. Noella Rinaldo, Director of Community Economic Development at the Timmins Economic Development Corporation, says that number is an aggregate based on different situations.
It gathers the expenses for three types of households: two adults supporting two small children, a single parent and a single child, and a single person. So it does kind of round it all out so that those are all taken into effect.
Rinaldo says TEDC understands that times are tough, but not paying a living wage can be one reason why employers have a hard time retaining workers. They can't afford to stay and live comfortably. Never before Friday has there ever been a musical performance so far underground, and it has the official Guinness record to prove it. The Miners and Sons put on a concert for about 30 people at the 9,000-foot level of the Kidd Mine in Timmins. Promoter and percussionist Norm Dwyer says the band played for about 30 minutes, with no more than 30 seconds allowed between songs.
Here's the funnest part of this. This mine has spent 68 years taking rock out of that place and then spent one day bringing it back.
The set list is on our website. The previous record was set in Sudbury almost 5 years ago at a mere 6,200 feet. We go back now to our weekly local history feature and the first Santa Claus parade in downtown Timmins. Local historian Karen Bachman says it was on November 26, 1949, organized by the Chamber of Commerce. It had an ulterior motive to just pleasing the children of the town.
And they did it in the morning as well, so guaranteeing that you would have a core group of about 20,000 people milling about the downtown area going, let's go shopping, and it would be wonderful. So that's exactly what they did.
Next Monday, when Santa Claus parades went by the wayside and when they were resurrected.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.